Can't the church? Fort Hill gave her a faint smile and shook his head. There aren't many of us still standing sentinel against the shadows. Of those who do, none of us have any real skill with magic. We could assist her in turning aside from her gifts, but given her age, it would in effect be nothing more than imprisonment. He nodded to Molly. And no offense, child, but with your temperament, without your full cooperation, it would only push you more quickly toward the darkness. No, Charity said. She's got to set this aside. Molly folded her arms tightly against her stomach and shook her head, lips pressed together. No. Charity looked up and all but pleaded. Molly, you don't understand what it could do to you. The girl was quiet for a moment. Then she said, Do you remember the parable of the talents? Charity's eyes blazed. Don't you dare attempt to use the scripture to justify this. I held up a hand for silence and said, I haven't read this one. Fort Hill said, Three men were given money by their lord in the amount of 15, 10, and 5 silver talents. The man with 15 invested the money, worked hard, and returned 30 talents to his lord. The man with 10 did the same and returned 20 talents. The lord was most pleased. But the third man was lazy. He buried his 5 talents in the ground, and when he returned them to the lord, expecting to be rewarded for keeping them safe, his lord was angry. He had not given the lazy man the money to be hidden away. He had given it to the man so that he could use it and make his lands better, stronger, and more productive. The moral being that to whom much is given, much is required. Oh, I said. Stan Lee said it better, or at least faster. I'm sorry, Fort Hill said. Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility, I said. That is faster, I suppose, though I'm skeptical on how it could be worked into a sermon. I frowned and glanced at Charity. She had her head bowed and her hands clenched into fists over and over again. Another insight about her hit me then. Charity had been the one given 5 talents. She'd had the power, and she'd buried it in the ground. My teacher told me something once, I heard myself say in a quiet voice, that the hardest lesson in life is learning when to do nothing, to learn to let go. Molly laid her head in Charity's lap and said, You know bad things are out there. I have a chance to make a difference. I want to help. Something inside the steely will of Michael's wife suddenly broke. She gathered Molly up into another hug and just held her there while she shivered. Then Charity whispered, Of course you do. You're your father's child. How could you want anything else? Molly let out a choking little laugh and leaned closer. Thank you. I will pray for you, Charity said quietly. She looked up at me and tried to smile. And for you, Harry.